when I first heard In Bloom, I was in my friend's room, and the room was littered with Iron Maiden posters, and I'm a huge Iron Maiden fan, and Absolute Vodka ad posters, which contain the vodka bottle and in different situations. And this was might have been the first time I heard the song. And I remember when the drum fill comes in of the first couple of seconds in the song, I remember my friend, or one of my friends, do the air drums to that fill. And I remember thinking, like, God damn, this, not only is it catchy, it's tight. They know what they're doing. And which is interesting, because not all the songs in this album are tight. Sometimes they just go off on a tangent on this feedback, just noise, especially in concert. They just made a lot of noise. And I've been to a lot of concerts, and Nirvana was a band that I never did get to see. I wanted to see them, and just for one reason or another, never got around to it. You know, I was hoping, oh yeah, I'll see them next time around, and just never did. In the lyrics, and again, it's the first time I'm really examining the lyrics, because I didn't really know them, but the line, "weather changes moods," stuck out to me, because I think he's talking about Seattle, just how rainy the weather is, and I'm sure he heard his whole life, well, this rainy weather, it's gonna affect your mood, and it was, I'm sure, just part of the perfect storm that led to his death. It was another brick in his wall, that the crappy weather in Seattle, even though it built him, it was one of the bricks that built him, it might have been something, or at least a part of it that tore him down, that at least might have started the depression he had, you know, the lack of vitamin D, and just not going outside and not seeing the sun could have, I'm no scientist, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but it could have some emotional effect. Feel free to correct me, people who know, in the comments. I don't know why I'm spouting off in things I don't really know that much about, but I guess that's what the internet is for anyway. And what also stood out was the line, "likes to shoot his gun," with any Nirvana lyric that points to guns. Any gun reference, of course, just makes me think of his suicide. And this makes me think of the video, too. This might have been the video after Smells Like Teen Spirit. Again, I could be wrong. But I thought it was hilarious, because I at least interpreted it, I interpret it now, and I interpreted it as a kid, as a fuck you to our parents' generation. Because here they are screaming like maniacs for a band like the Beatles, and Nirvana were huge Beatle fans, Cobain and Grohl, and I don't know about Novoselic, but I know Cobain and Grohl were gigantic Beatle fans. So you have people, teenagers, screaming like maniacs for a band like the Beatles, but then they're raising such a stink about the quote-unquote dangerous bands of heavy metal, especially in the 80s, the Parents Music Resource Center, led by Tipper Gore, really tried to put that into overdrive and tried to label, and they were successful in labeling music, saying that this was, I forgot what the label was, a parental advisory, there were explicit content, but which ultimately led to more sales anyway, because anytime you point out that something is offensive, people are going to naturally go to it, especially kids. So I love little ironies like that. And then also the lyric, "bruises on the fruit, tender age in bloom," that stood out to me, because I think Cobain is singing about, at this age, you're gonna get bruised. You're gonna go through a lot, and it's those experiences that make you who you are. And you're gonna go through some tough times at this age, and I mean at any age actually. Maybe there's something poetic about going through these experiences as a kid, because it's just so new. You're experiencing adversity sometimes for the first time, some real adversity. And you're either going to get through it or you're not. And it prepares you for the stuff you experience as an adult. And it's a different feeling, but there's a lot of similarities to it. It's still adversity, and you still have to know how to deal with it.